The Offshore Energy and Jobs Act passed the House Resources Committee last week. House Republicans are again pushing to open much of the nation's currently closed waters for drilling, including Bristol Bay. This would scrap President Obama's five-year leasing plan and require a new one by 2015. The committee last week defeated a one-sentence amendment that would have banned leases in Bristol Bay. An Oregon Democrat, Peter DeFazio, introduced the amendment, which failed on a straight-line party vote. Alaska Congressman Don Young says he supports the moratorium that currently extends to 2017, but he did not vote to remove Bristol Bay.
It's under a moratorium which we agreed to, which I've been very actively involved in, until 2017. I am not going to see that moratorium lifted for another part of a bill and have a conflicting part of a presentation, so I didn't do it. You know, I probably could have voted the other way for political purposes, but, you know, when you're looking at the benefit to the state of Alaska as a whole, it's just not Bristol Bay. As a whole, you have to think about that. And so I represent the whole state, just not one area.
Congressman Young points to the enormous potential of Arctic offshore oil in his vote.
Right now, we get nothing on any offshore development, including the Beaufort Sea and the Chukchi, which has a tremendous amount of oil. And my argument, any actual development of those two areas is little benefit to the state of Alaska, other than we'd get something back for the utilization of the pipeline. But under this, we get the same revenue sharing they have in Louisiana and Alabama and the other states in the Gulf. And I think that's crucially important to the state of Alaska.
The proposed bill calls for lease sales in half of the nation's energy-rich waters, those with at least 2.5 billion barrels of oil or 7.5 trillion cubic feet of gas. The Bristol Bay area, as part of the North Aleutian Basin, is thought to contain about 750 million barrels of oil and between 8 and 23 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Over years of back-and-forth arguments, fishermen, tribal entities, and environmental groups have pushed back against plans to open the bay to drilling. Dorothy Childers is the Associate Director for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council.
We feel strongly that the risk is so much greater than what would be potentially gained from developing those offshore oil and gas resources. The value that we already have in industry in Bristol Bay, it's fisheries. It's highly valued by the people who live there and by the industry at large. And it's a renewable resource that we should do everything possible to protect that, to maintain that, and invest in the future of the fishery.
Similar bills that would greatly expand the nation's offshore drilling program have advanced from the House and then died in the Senate.
We're fairly optimistic that the Senate is not going to jump ship and do something unexpected on this. But nonetheless, you have to watch your back. So we will be asking our senators to do what they've done in the past and to work with their colleagues to make sure Bristol Bay doesn't end up in one of these bills.
The debate over oil and gas development goes back decades in Bristol Bay. The government held lease sales in 1986, selling 120,000 acres for $95 million. Since then, the status of development has flip-flopped with different administrations. After the Exxon Valdez spill in 1989, Congress added a moratorium on drilling in Bristol Bay. President Clinton put on a moratorium in 1995, and the government bought back leases from a decade before. Congress removed protection in 2003, and President Bush pushed for a lease sale as soon as 2011. In early 2010, President Obama removed Bristol Bay from his offshore energy plan. The 2013 legislation is now headed to the full House for consideration. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.